Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And at that time of the afternoon, we chat to Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Good afternoon to you again this afternoon, Prof. How are you?
Good afternoon, Simon. Well, thanks. How are you?
Also good, thank you. Could do with a bit cooler weather, but no point complaining because that ain't going to change.
I'll deal with air conditioners maybe.
Wasn't the one good thing about this the fact that heat is supposed to kill the virus? Wasn't that like one bit of good news coming our way?
Oh, goodness. I don't know where that came from. unless you use a flamethrower or oxyacetylene torch.
But well, that in itself is interesting. So let's stick with the facts. In fact, today we want to chat about the fact whether a person is immune if they test positive for antibodies. What's your take on that, Prof?
Actually, can I just take a step back, Simon? And because I think you were a little bit concerned yesterday that a lot of these regulations about immunity, about quarantine, isolation, were not based so much on science, but really are more convenient or random or just, dare I say, political. And I really want to kind of say, you know, the protocols, the guidelines are really based on science. And there's an awful lot of science on COVID. I don't think any other disease has been so scientifically dissected, analyzed, investigated, taken apart. You know, there are estimated about 300 peer-reviewed journals every day. Scientific articles coming out every day in scientific journals. So there's a lot of evidence that has come out. And I just thought I'd explain a little bit about the quarantine issue and the immunity regarding the quarantine issue. As you said yesterday, there are quite a lot of people that are now in quarantine, you know, coming into contact with infected persons because of that, you know, little spike. So first of all, the period. I think there's a bit of confusion with the 10 days and the 14 days. Let me just go over it again. The 14 days is the upper limit of the incubation period from the time that the virus gets into the body to the time that it actually causes disease. So if we worried, has somebody been infected because they come into contact with infection? So we wait out that period that if they were infected, it will manifest and within that incubation period. And that's where the 14 days come in. And that's the international regulation. It's been the regulation in this country as well until about 2 months ago. And the Department of Health kind of looked at this and they said, well, you know, from about 10 days to 14 days, in fact, that's really the outlier. The kind of not many infections occur. So let's kind of reduce it. And we'll reduce to 10 days because 10 days is probably reasonably safe. They kind of felt. And also it will bring it in line with the isolation period. People that are infected, how long they have to be isolated. And it just makes the messaging a lot more simpler. So that's where the 10 days come in. Now, I still, and a lot of my colleagues still stick with international regulations because we want to kind of be absolutely sure. Somebody who may be infected within that period of time, we also want to see that they don't kind of then excrete the virus as well. So that's where we have that 14 days period. But obviously, if there are very exceptional circumstances, we can still rely on the 10 days under exceptional circumstances for quarantine period. Now then, who should be quarantined? Well, anyone who comes to contact with an infection must be quarantined. Now, I'm just coming to what you were going to say about, you know, do you need to be quarantined if you think you're immune? Yes. So you think you're immune from a past infection, or if you go for an antibody test, and the antibody test says you've got antibodies, are you immune? Well, unfortunately, we can't say that you are. We don't have enough knowledge at this stage. And the problem is there's a lot of indication that you may well not be immune. The reason being is if we look at the other coronaviruses, now the ones that cause a common cold, and do analogy with this coronavirus, the SARS coronavirus, the immunity is not long-lasting and is not very effective. There also have been a number, and at this stage not many, of second infections. Now, the second infections you can only prove if you have an isolate from the first infection, that was the virus from the first infection, and a virus from the second infection, and then do genetic sequencing, and you can see that they're different viruses. Because we know that that coronavirus can persist for a long period of time. So we don't know, is it from the first infection or is it a new infection? And that's the only way you can really tell them apart. Now, this kind of technology is not readily available. You can't do it in a routine laboratory. It's got to be done in a high-powered research laboratory, which got biocontainment facilities because you're dealing with a fairly dangerous virus. So that's why very few of these can really be demonstrated. And we don't really know whether people that do have persistent systems, it's a second infection or not. So, and also the problem with antibodies, the antibody test, that doesn't test what we call neutralizing antibodies. The neutralizing antibodies are the bodies which antibodies which are protective. What means neutralizing, in other words, in the laboratory, it neutralizes the ability of virus to infect the cells. And the ordinary laboratories, the clinical laboratories can't do it. You have to have a research laboratory to look for neutralizing antibodies. So having antibodies is also no guarantee. So unfortunately, with our knowledge at the moment, we cannot exempt anybody from being quarantined if they come into contact with COVID. We just don't have that knowledge. We don't know if they are protected or not, or from a second infection.
Prof, that's where we leave it this afternoon. Thank you for that technical explanation. And hopefully it's clear. Clive's come back with a question about herd immunity. I think we're going to have to make him happy and address that tomorrow. Prof. Okay, but sure. Thanks for your input this afternoon, as always.
Great. Thanks, Sam.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.